The 2017 film, The Disaster Artist, tells the story behind the making of The Room, one of the most famous turkeys of all time. Like Tim Burton's Ed Wood, James Franco's flick is also a testament to the power of clueless filmmaking and the ridiculous movies that emerge as a result. Despite having widely celebrated actors like Eddie Murphy, established directors like Robert Rodriguez, and esteemed screenwriters like David S. Goyer, these films still manage to disappoint critics and audiences alike. Notably, many entries are either sequels or adaptations, proving that attempts at creating franchises often fall flat on their faces. These are the true Rotten Tomatoes and Golden Raspberry Award winners, at least some of which have garnered shocking levels of attention or success despite, or most often because of, their sheer terribleness. In honor of bad cinema, Stacker has accumulated a list of the most widely watched but universally hated movies of all time. For the data, Stacker searched IMDb for movies with over 50,000 user ratings and ranked the top 50 films, counting down from worst to worst. Ties were broken by votes. Without further delay, here are the most widely watched but universally hated movies of all time. Universal Pictures. Number 50. 50 Shades Darker, 2017. Director, James Foley. IMDb user rating, 4.6. Metascore, 33. Runtime, 118 minutes. The second installment in the 50 Shades franchise sees the return of Anastasia Steele, Dakota Johnson, and Christian Grey, Jamie Dornan, in this anticipated sequel. The film certainly ups the ante, introducing a stalker, a traumatic origin story for Grey, an abusive boss, and, if that wasn't enough, a helicopter crash. Despite all of this, the film falls flat in creating tension, both dramatic and sexual, and becomes something of a boring mess, earning it worst sequel at the 38th Golden Raspberry, Razzie, Awards. 20th Century Fox. Number 49. Aliens vs. Predator. Requiem, 2007. Directors, Colin Strauss, Greg Strauss. IMDb user rating, 4.6. Metascore, 29. Runtime, 94 minutes. A sequel to a spin-off of a far more successful film franchise, Aliens vs. Predator, Requiem, also branded as AVPR. Decided that pitting the titular aliens and predators against each other was not enough. Instead, this movie introduces the Predalien, a predator infected with the alien, that wreaks havoc on a small town in a bloody but somehow boring massacre. This is the Strauss brothers' first film as directors, which becomes apparent in the poorly constructed action sequences and mediocre performances. Fox 2000 Pictures. Number 48. Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Squeakquel, 2009. Director, Betty Thomas. IMDb user rating, 4.5. Metascore, 41. Runtime, 88 minutes. This film answers the age-old question, what would happen to Alvin and the Chipmunks if they went to high school? Unfortunately, the answer is rather boring, losing whatever charm the first Alvin and the Chipmunks film had manifested in the original movie's lead actor Jason Lee being written out the minute the film begins. The Squeakquel does introduce the Chipettes, the female alternative to the boy band, but received criticism for somehow sexualizing the female chipmunk form. Universal Pictures. Number 47. Ouija, 2014. Director, Stiles White. IMDb user rating, 4.5. Metascore, 38. Runtime, 89 minutes. Despite topping at the box office upon release, Ouija was panned by critics and audiences alike who were unimpressed by this collaboration between Universal Pictures and Hasbro. The plot is somewhere in between Final Destination, 2000, and Annabelle, 2014, as a group of teens interacts with a spooky object that kills them off one by one. Ouija uses every overplayed horror trope in the book and prioritizes repetitious jump scares over building any actual tension. Revolution Studios. Number 46. Little Man, 2006. Director, Kenan Ivory Wayans. IMDb User Rating, 4.5. Metascore, 26. Runtime, 98 minutes. Created by the Wayans brothers, of White Chicks, 2004, and Scary Movie, 2000, fame, Little Man, got the most out of its 2006-era CGI by placing Marlon Wayans' head on the body of child actor Lyndon Porco because Marlon's character Calvin was a short jewel thief pretending to be an orphaned baby to recapture a diamond he was forced to abandon with a suburban couple, obviously. Little Man embodies the worst traits of the Wayans' mindless raunchy comedy and fails to provide enough character and substance to maintain the audience's interest for its duration. Universal Pictures. Number 45. 50 Shades Freed, 2018. Director, James Foley. IMDb User Rating, 4.5. Metascore, 31. Runtime, 105 minutes. 50 Shades Freed marks the not-so-climactic end to the 50 Shades trilogy. Despite the franchise being known for its scandalous sex scenes, the plot of this film revolves around practically everything but the sex life of the two protagonists. Called the weakest of the three by Vanity Fair, Dakota Johnson's performance was the only positive of this melodramatic film. Warner Brothers. Number 44. Space Jam. A New Legacy, 2021. Director, Malcolm D. Lee. IMDb User Rating, 4.5. Metascore, 36. Runtime, 115 minutes. With all the anxiety over the increased presence of AI in modern society, one needs only look to Space Jam. A New Legacy, to have their fears quelled. Yes, in the long-awaited Space Jam 1996 sequel, basketball star LeBron James is forced to team up with the Looney Tunes squad to rescue his son, who has been mercilessly kidnapped by an evil AI and his goon squad. A New Legacy was received poorly by critics largely due to its relentless promotion of WarnerMedia characters and confused message. MMIX New Line Productions Inc. Number 43. Sex and the City 2, 2010. Director, Michael Patrick King. IMDb User Rating, 4.5. Metascore, 27. Runtime, 146 minutes. With a whopping runtime of nearly 2.5 hours, Sex and the City 2 Inches manages to fill this time with very little of note. The first Sex and the City film, a spin-off of the wildly popular television show, maintains the sexy feminine spirit of the show. The sequel, however, misses the mark entirely and relies on corny dialogue and excess consumerism to dazzle the audience. Even with the terrible reviews, however, SATC 2 was a fiscal success, earning $290 million worldwide on a $100 million budget. Netflix. Number 42. Death Note, 2017. Director, Adam Wingard. IMDb User Rating, 4.5. Metascore, 43. Runtime, 101 minutes. Netflix's Death Note will go down in history as one of the most obvious examples of whitewashing in recent years. The film draws from the famous Japanese manga of the same name but decides to relocate the narrative to Seattle, Washington, and cast almost exclusively Americans. Outside of this rather jarring element, Wingard's adaptation ditches the original's subtlety for outright gore and fails to showcase its characters fully as they grapple with intense ethical debates. Rogue Pictures. Number 41. Skyline, 2010. Directors, Colin Strauss, Greg Strauss. IMDb User Rating, 4.5. Metascore, 26. Runtime, 92 minutes. Skyline marks the next feature film directed by the Strauss brothers of Aliens vs. Predator, Requiem, fame. The Strauss's affinity for SFX, VFX is apparent in this alien invasion horror film, but where their visuals succeed, their characters and narrative fail. The plot seems to be borrowed from the highly successful Cloverfield, 2008, and the design of the alien spaceships are reminiscent of District 9, 2009, making Skyline a somewhat worse version of both. 20th Century Fox. Number 40. Home Alone 3, 1997. Director, Raja Gosnell. IMDb user rating, 4.5. Metascore. Data not available. Runtime, 102 minutes. The iconic combination of actor Macaulay Culkin, director Chris Columbus, and composer John Williams cemented Home Alone, 1990, and Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, 1992, as iconic pieces of cinema. Home Alone 3 Inches unfortunately lacks all three elements, introducing a new protagonist and new villains, namely terrorists working on behalf of North Korea. Many viewers deem this film the worst in the franchise, but notable film critic Roger Ebert controversially thinks Home Alone 3 Inches is better than the first two. Universal, Getty Images. Number 39. Nutty Professor 2, The Clumps, 2000. Director, Peter Siegel. IMDb user rating, 4.4. Metascore, 38. Runtime, 106 minutes. The plot of Nutty Professor 2, The Clumps, is somewhat hard to describe. Professor Clump, Eddie Murphy, is set to marry Denise Gaines, Janet Jackson, but unfortunately, his alter ego Buddy Love, Murphy, becomes a separate physical entity mixed with dog DNA who attempts to steal Clump's highly valuable youth formula. Needless to say, this sequel has a lot going on. However, despite its insanity and vulgarity, Nutty Professor 2 boasts very impressive makeup skills used to help Eddie Murphy play 8 different characters. Lionsgate. Number 38. LOL, 2012. Director, Lisa Azuelos. IMDb user rating, 4.4. Metascore. Data not available. Runtime, 97 minutes. A remake of 2008's LOL, also directed by Lisa Azuelos, this Americanized version seems to lose the spark of the original French film. LOL had great potential with Miley Cyrus and Demi Moore starring as a troubled mother-daughter duo, but Cyrus' performance falls flat, and Moore is done no favors by the script. Joe Layden of Variety describes the film as a highlights reel excerpting episodes from a season of a sitcom, instead of a coherent feature-length narrative, making the viewing experience choppy and poorly paced. New Line Cinema. Number 37. Jason X, 2001. Director, James Isaac. IMDb user rating, 4.4. Metascore, 25. Runtime, 92 minutes. Jason X marks the 10th film within the Friday the 13th horror franchise, although this entry takes a marked turn away from horror and into science fiction. The machete-wielding villain wakes up in the year 2455 on a spaceship. However, outside of the new location, Jason X follows the formula of the previous slashers beat for beat. In the words of Roger Ebert, the film sucks on the levels of storytelling, character development, suspense, special effects, originality, punctuation, neatness, and aptness of thought. Columbia Pictures. Number 36. XXX. State of the Union, 2005. Director, Lee Tamahori. IMDb user rating, 4.4. Metascore, 37. Runtime, 101 minutes. One might expect a film with State of the Union in the title to deliver some sort of nuanced political commentary regarding American politics. XXX, State of the Union, does not. Instead, it offers standard action sequences and one-liner after one-liner. A sequel to the original, XXX, this installment heightens the series' campy action and provides some fun performances from Ice Cube, Samuel L. Jackson, and Willem Dafoe. Canva Number 35. The Human Centipede, First Sequence, 2009. Director, Tom Six. IMDb User Rating, 4.4. Metascore, 33. Runtime, 92 minutes. The Human Centipede, First Sequence, is the kind of movie one is warned against watching, only to immediately and discreetly seek it out. Then, naturally, the movie traumatizes unsuspecting viewers for life with its incredibly graphic body horror that director Tom Six depicts with an air of seriousness often absent in the genre. Drawing inspiration from real-life experiments performed by Nazis in World War II, The Human Centipede is a graphic punch to the gut engineered to deliver shock after shock. Dimension Films Number 34. Spy Kids 3. Game Over, 2003. Director, Robert Rodriguez. IMDb User Rating, 4.3. Metascore, 57. Runtime, 84 minutes. Spy Kids 3, Game Over, is a film that prioritizes wacky visuals and 3D gimmicks over a coherent plot, as the titular Spy Kids Junie, Daryl Sabara, and Carmen, Alexa Vega, get trapped in a cyberspace video game world. Critics consider this film a marked drop in quality from the first two films in the franchise, despite all three having the same writer, director Robert Rodriguez. Oddly enough, this film features many impressive actors, including Sylvester Stallone, Salma Hayek, Elijah Wood, and Selena Gomez. Screen Gems Number 33. Ultraviolet, 2006. Director, Kurt Wimmer. IMDb User Rating, 4.3. Metascore, 18. Runtime, 88 minutes. Allegedly inspired by John Cassavetes' 1980 film, Gloria, Ultraviolet, is a quasi-vampire film starring Mila Jovovich as the titular heroine Ultraviolet. Set in a future world where society is divided between humans and hemophage, i.e., vampire-like creatures, Ultraviolet falls somewhere between science fiction, action, and horror but doesn't quite commit to any genre. The cinematography and special effects feel more like a video game than cinema, leaving audiences only with a mediocre plot for the 88-minute runtime. Movie Productions, LLC. Number 32. Movie 43, 2013. Directors, Elizabeth Banks, Stephen Brill, Steve Carr, Rusty Cundiff, James Duffy, Griffin Dunn, Peter Farrelly, Patrick Forsberg, Will Graham, James Gunn, Brett Ratner, Jonathan Van Tulleken, Bob Odenkirk. IMDb User Rating, 4.3. Metascore, 18. Runtime, 94 minutes. This unfunny anthology film was crafted in the spirit of camp classics like The Kentucky Fried Movie. It was a star-studded affair that duly failed to live up to its ambitions and thankfully didn't kill any careers. So bad was the movie that critic Richard Roper famously referred to it as the Citizen Kane of awful. Sony Pictures Number 31. Ghost Rider. Spirit of Vengeance, 2011. Directors, Mark Neveldine, Brian Taylor. IMDb User Rating, 4.3. Metascore, 34. Runtime, 96 minutes. The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, 2022, features Nicolas Cage as Nicolas Cage, an actor severely in debt accepting any gig presented to him. One has to imagine one of those gigs was Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance. The unexpected sequel to 2007's Ghost Rider saw the return of Cage as Johnny Blaze tried to protect teen Danny, Fergus Reardon, from Satan, Kieran Hines, so Blaze could regain his human soul. Surprisingly, one of the writers for this film also wrote 2008's The Dark Knight, but audiences would never guess that from the nonsensical cheesiness of the film. Marvel, 20th Century Fox. Number 30. Fantastic Four, 2015. Director, Josh Trank. IMDb user rating, 4.3. Metascore, 27. Runtime, 100 minutes. Marvel Comics, Fantastic Four, seems cursed to have exclusively unsuccessful film adaptations, starting with an unreleased 1994 adaptation and ending with 2015's Fantastic Four, often branded as Fant Four Stick. Josh Trank's version comes across as a failed attempt at a gritty reboot, complete with low-energy performances and desaturated color grading. The plot would much rather tell character, narrative information than show it and contains almost no action sequences despite being an action movie. Summit Entertainment. Number 29. The Legend of Hercules, 2014. Director, Rennie Harlan. IMDb user rating, 4.2. Metascore, 22. Runtime, 99 minutes. Ancient myths and battles have long served as inspiration for big-budget blockbusters. Just look at films like Jason and the Argonauts, 1963, and 300, 2006. Rennie Harlan's The Legend of Hercules obviously draws on the classic tale of Hercules but decides to do away with most of the actual myth, instead creating an ineffective plot revolving around Hercules, Kellan Lutz, and King Amphitryon, Scott Adkins, the hero's adopted father. Narrative aside, this film relies too heavily on green screen and slow motion but presents an impressive opening sequence designed to imitate one long take. Universal Pictures. Number 28. 50 Shades of Grey, 2015. Director, Sam Taylor Johnson. IMDb user rating, 4.2. Metascore, 46. Runtime, 125 minutes. The 50 Shades of Grey book series notably started as Twilight, fan fiction written in 2009. Creating an unrealistic tone that carries into Sam Taylor Johnson's 2015 adaptation. Upon the film's release, there was a public uproar about the overtly sexual nature of the film. Some found the content horrifying and protested, while others found the sex scenes disappointing when compared to the contents of the book. Drama like that, of course, leads to increased viewership of the film, but that's not entirely a bad thing, as Dakota Johnson delivers a strong performance as Anna. Orion Pictures. Number 27. RoboCop 3, 1993. Director, Fred Decker. IMDb user rating, 4.1. Metascore, 40. Runtime, 104 minutes. RoboCop 3 Inches falls into the category of sequels that simply didn't need to be made as they have nothing to add to their respective franchise. Actor Robert John Burke takes up the mantle of RoboCop, fighting the megacorporation Omni Consumer Products, which takes control of Detroit. This plot is largely ineffective, with critic Dan Stevens writing, "It feels like a children's comic book, with the compelling themes of RoboCop diluted or non-existent." Allied Filmmakers. Number 26. Super Mario Brothers, 1993. Directors. Annabelle Yonkel, Rocky Morton. IMDb user rating, 4.1. Metascore, 35. Runtime, 104 minutes. The 2023 release of The Super Mario Bros. Movie is not the only movie based on the Mario franchise to grace the big screen. Super Mario Bros. Debuted in 1993 and is the first film based on a video game ever made. It was so unsuccessful it caused Nintendo to stop licensing movie rights. What a legacy. The convoluted plot follows Mario, Bob Hoskins, and Luigi Mario, John Leguizamo, as they deal with parallel universes, dinosaurs in suit jackets, and Dennis Hopper as Koopa, the film's version of Bowser. DreamWorks Pictures. Number 25. Norbit, 2007. Director. Brian Robbins. IMDb user rating, 4.1. Metascore, 27. Runtime, 102 minutes. In 2008, Norbit was simultaneously nominated for 8 different Golden Raspberry Awards, Razzies, including Worst Actor, Worst Director, and Worst Picture, while also being nominated for an Academy Award for Best Makeup. The comedy stars Eddie Murphy as Norbit, a likable orphan, Murphy as Respucia, Norbit's overweight wife, and Murphy as Mr. Wong, an orphanage owner. While Murphy is undeniably funny, the Sydney Morning Herald reports that the comedy of the film features painfully predictable jokes that revolve around just about every lame stereotype in the book. MCA Universal Home Video. Number 24. Street Fighter, 1994. Director, Stephen E. D'Souza. IMDb User Rating, 4.0. Metascore, 34. Runtime, 102 minutes. Street Fighter was another video game adaptation of the 90s, but unfortunately, this film was received as poorly as the infamous Super Mario Bros. A year prior. Starring Jean-Claude Van Damme as Colonel Guile, a hero of the Allied forces, Street Fighter tracks the rise of the evil General Bison, Raul Julia, who blackmails the government for $20 billion. The film's tone strays from the game, coming across as campy in both humor and visuals, which only ostracizes its core audience. However, Julia's performance is leagues above those of his co-stars and makes the film almost worth watching. Universal Pictures. Number 23. The Cat in the Hat, 2003. Director, Bo Welch. IMDb User Rating, 4.0. Metascore, 19. Runtime, 82 minutes. Shortly after Ron Howard's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, came this obnoxious Dr. Seuss adaptation from Bo Welch. The former was box office gold. The latter was a critical flop, with the Golden Raspberry Award to show for it. Lauded primarily for its crude content, over-the-top performances, and ADD-like pacing, it butchered the story's legacy in more or less every single frame. Paramount Pictures. Number 22. The Last Airbender, 2010. Director, M. Night Shyamalan. IMDb User Rating, 4.0. Metascore, 20. Runtime, 103 minutes. M. Night Shyamalan's The Last Airbender represented a departure for the director, best known for thrillers with twist endings. Yet it still fell into many of the same traps as his worst efforts to date. Among the gravest offenses was that, despite an intriguing premise and visually enticing trailer, the film was utterly boring. 20th Century Fox. Number 21. Speed 2. Cruise Control, 1997. Director, Jan de Bont. IMDb User Rating, 3.9. Metascore, 23. Runtime, 121 minutes. The absence of Keanu Reeves was greatly felt in this maligned sequel, which put the action at sea and relied on far too many clichés. Pair that with blatantly bad dialogue, and you end up with a movie that should have called it quits as soon as Reeves did. Paramount Pictures. Number 20. The Love Guru, 2008. Director, Marco Schnabel. IMDb User Rating, 3.8. Metascore, 24. Runtime, 87 minutes. The Love Guru has its place in the quirky character played by Mike Myers canon, although unlike Austin Powers, this installment fell flat on its face. Myers plays Guru Pitka, a spiritual leader trained in India despite his American heritage, who becomes involved with the Toronto Maple Leafs hockey team to fix the star player's failed marriage. The plot was buried beneath layers and layers of sex-based jokes. There were a surprising amount of bigger name actors in the film, including Sir Ben Kingsley, Jessica Alba, Justin Timberlake, and of course, uncomfortable cameos from Val Kilmer and Mariska Hargitay. Warner Brothers. Number 19. Superman IV, The Quest for Peace, 1987. Director, Sidney J. Fury. IMDb User Rating, 3.7. Metascore, 24. Runtime, 90 minutes. Middle-aged adults who enjoyed this film as kids are in for quite the disappointment should they choose to revisit it. Loaded with bad special effects, it pits the titular Man of Steel, Christopher Reeve, against a radioactive nemesis named Nuclear Man. Anyone not wearing Superman underwear has no excuse for sticking around until the end credits. Warner Brothers. Number 18. The Wicker Man, 2006. Director, Neil LaBute. IMDb User Rating, 3.7. Metascore, 36. Runtime, 102 minutes. The original, The Wicker Man, from 1973 earned its place in cinema history as an exemplary piece of folk horror. 2006's, The Wicker Man, however, falls flat as horror and instead becomes a lackluster dig at other religions. The basic plot between the two is the same. A young girl goes missing on an isolated island, and the protagonist comes to investigate. LaBute's film stars Nicolas Cage, the officer in search of a young girl. His performance in the film is notoriously unhinged, leading to his character's quote, "No, not the bees. Not the bees," becoming an internet meme. Warner Brothers #17. Batman and Robin, 1997. Director, Joel Schumacher. IMDb User Rating, 3.7. Metascore, 28. Runtime, 125 minutes. Batman and Robin is the fourth installment in the 90s Batman series, yet it has a distinctly different tone than Tim Burton's first two films. Joel Schumacher's vision opted for the colorful stylized camp of the superheroes' 1960s television show as opposed to the darker violent world of Burton. One has to imagine this change was to make the film more marketable to all ages. Unfortunately, this film failed to perform upon release and was destroyed critically, causing this franchise to come to a grinding halt until 8 years later when Christian Bale's version of the anti-hero restored the franchise's viability. New Line Cinema Number 16. Mortal Kombat. Annihilation, 1997. Director, John R. Leonetti. IMDb User Rating, 3.6. Metascore, 11. Runtime, 95 minutes. By staying true to its source, 1995's Mortal Kombat was among the better video game to film adaptations of its time. The sequel, however, was a pure cash grab brimming with bad graphics and redundant action sequences. Extreme fighting never felt so monotonous as it does here, no matter how much cheesy electronic music is involved. Wizo Films Number 15. The Room, 2003. Director, Tommy Wiseau. IMDb User Rating, 3.6. Metascore, 9. Runtime, 99 minutes. Tommy Wiseau's famous folly is shrouded in mystery, such as how it ever found an audience. The story involves a sex-packed love triangle between three urban dwellers or something like that. Bankrolled by Wiseau himself, it's reportedly grossed more than $30 million to date. The Weinstein Company Number 14. Scary Movie V, 2013. Directors, Malcolm D. Lee, David Zucker. IMDb User Rating, 3.5. Metascore, 11. Runtime, 86 minutes. The Scary Movie franchise reached an embarrassing nadir with this crude collage of cheap pop culture references. Parodying Paranormal Activity and other horror flicks, it conjures neither scares nor laughs. What is scary is that the film earned just under $80 million at the worldwide box office. Columbia Pictures #13. The Emoji Movie, 2017. Director, Tony Leondis. IMDb User Rating, 3.4. Metascore, 12. Runtime, 86 minutes. As it turns out, movies featuring talking emojis don't make for the greatest of films. The Emoji Movie learned that the hard way, evidenced by its ultra-low IMDb score of 3.4. According to actor TJ Miller, it was the fastest-produced animated film in history. Well, it showed. Warner Brothers Number 12. Catwoman, 2004. Director, Pitta. IMDb User Rating, 3.4. Metascore, 27. Runtime, 104 minutes. Halle Berry's star power wasn't enough to save this action flick from the doldrums of bad moviemaking. Thanks to inane dialogue and clunky directing, the naughty comic book character landed on the screen with a dull thud. Barry regrets nothing and certainly not the paycheck. Sony Pictures Entertainment. Number 11. Jack and Jill, 2011. Director, Dennis Duggan. IMDb user rating, 3.3. Metascore, 23. Runtime, 91 minutes. No stranger to making terrible movies for lots of money, Adam Sandler delivered his worst one to date. Tackling dual roles, he plays both a middle-of-the-road family man and the man's overbearing sister. Films don't get much more cloying than this one. Akipa. Number 10. 365 Days, 2020. Directors, Barbara Bialowas, Tomas Mandis. IMDb user rating, 3.3. Metascore. Data not available. Runtime, 114 minutes. In what seems to be a twisted version of the fairy tale, Beauty and the Beast, Netflix's 365 Days, follows a woman named Laura, Anna Maria Sheklutska, getting kidnapped by Mafia Lord Massimo, Michelle Moroni, for 365 days until she falls in love with him. This is no thriller, however, and is instead billed as a sensual romance frequently compared to the 50 Shades of Grey franchise, except with more graphic nudity and sexual assault. 365 Days broke several Netflix records due to the sheer amount of people watching across the globe, but is still one of the only movies to ever receive a zero in critic reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. Universal Pictures. Number 9. Cats, 2019. Director, Tom Hooper. IMDb user rating, 2.8. Metascore, 32. Runtime, 110 minutes. Based on an award-winning musical, this epic misfire depicts a human-like cat tribe and their bizarre annual tradition. Something called digital fur technology helped turn the actors into cats and set the stage for a disastrous marketing rollout. The only viewers who weren't disappointed were the ones who went in expecting awfulness. And even they had occasional complaints. New Regency Productions. Number 8. Date Movie, 2006. Directors, Aaron Seltzer, Jason Friedberg. IMDb user rating, 2.8. Metascore, 11. Runtime, 83 minutes. There was once a time when parodies were actually funny. The 2000s was not that time. Take Date Movie, for instance, which puts romantic comedies in its crosshairs and misses the target by a wide margin. Despite the poor reviews, it still took in nearly $50 million at the domestic box office on an estimated budget of $20 million. New Regency Productions. Number 7. Meet the Spartans, 2008. Directors, Jason Friedberg, Aaron Seltzer. IMDb user rating, 2.8. Metascore, 9. Runtime, 87 minutes. Poking fun at movies like 300 and other sword and sandal epics, Meet the Spartans is yet another sterile parody from Jason Friedberg and Aaron Seltzer. In addition to the obvious homages, it freely tosses in a healthy mix of pop culture references. Naturally, it made money. Cape of Good Films. Number 6. Lakshmi, 2020. Directors, Raghava Lawrence, Balakrishnan Thavar. IMDb user rating, 2.5. Metascore, data not available. Runtime, 141 minutes. While Lakshmi should be acknowledged for foregrounding a transgender character storyline, which is especially rare in Hindi cinema, the film is not a golden standard of representation. Lakshmi is a horror comedy following a decidedly skeptical man named Asif, Akshay Kumar, who becomes possessed by Lakshmi, a transgender woman insistent on revenge. This film fails to hit both its comedic beats and its scary beats, and the plot is weakened by unnecessary side stories and weak dialogue, making it a difficult watch despite its best intentions. 20th Century Fox. Number 5. Dragon Ball Evolution, 2009. Director, James Wong. IMDb User Rating, 2.5. Metascore, 45. Runtime, 85 minutes. Based on the popular Japanese manga, Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Evolution, had big shoes to fill and a loyal yet protective fanbase to satisfy. Needless to say, because it's on this list, it failed. Most notably, Dragon Ball Evolution whitewashed the characters, with the protagonist Goku, the side character Bulma, and the antagonist King Piccolo all being played by white actors. While there are several prominent Asian characters, they're forced to exist within the somewhat racist world of Asian stereotypes, not aided by the clunky dialogue and poorly executed action sequences. Warner Brothers. Number 4. Battlefield Earth, 2000. Director, Roger Christian. IMDb User Rating, 2.5. Metascore, 9. Runtime, 118 minutes. John Travolta didn't do Scientology any favors when he produced and starred in 2000's epic failure, Battlefield Earth. The movie deals with mankind's enslavement to a futuristic alien race. Ultimately, it was the audience who felt tortured. 20th Century Fox. Number 3. Epic Movie, 2007. Directors, Jason Friedberg, Aaron Seltzer. IMDb User Rating, 2.4. Metascore, 17. Runtime, 86 minutes. Like all the other parodies from Jason Friedberg and Aaron Seltzer, Epic Movie earns its terrible reputation one lame joke at a time. It takes on the big franchises of its era and musters nary a laugh. Future historians might one day see this abomination and wonder if our society was suffering from some sort of cultural dementia. Then they'll notice that Epic Movie actually made money and have their suspicions confirmed. New Line Cinema. Number 2. Son of the Mask, 2005. Director, Lawrence Guterman. IMDb User Rating, 2.2. Metascore, 20. Runtime, 94 minutes. They say like father, like son, but Son of the Mask argues otherwise. The aggressively stupid sequel to 1994's The Mask sees Jamie Kennedy trying to fill Jim Carrey's shoes and failing miserably. No cult following in the world can put this box office dud in the black. Lionsgate. Number 1. Disaster Movie, 2008. Directors, Jason Friedberg, Aaron Seltzer. IMDb User Rating, 1.9. Metascore, 15. Runtime, 87 minutes. The team behind all the other insufferable 2000s parodies finally delivered a film worthy of its name, Disaster Movie. This shoddy attempt at cinema tries to mock disaster flicks but mostly ends up mocking itself. An appearance by Kim Kardashian just makes a bad thing that much worse. Data reporting by Lucas Hicks. Story editing by Karen Zhao. Copy editing by Robert Wickwire. Photo selection by Elizabeth Chiano.